Angie Boulash is a matchmaker of sorts. As a member of the North Texas Super Bowl host committee, she's been connecting local nonprofits with businesses interested in doing some good around the game.
I had people starting 2 years ago calling me saying, you know, I'm a domestic abuse shelter in Tarrant County, and I have no idea how Super Bowl can benefit me, but please let me know. And then, you know, a few months ago, I get a call from a major NFL sponsor saying, we really want to benefit a domestic abuse, you know, effort in your area. Do you have anybody in mind? And, you know, and I just get to connect these people in need with these very other generous people.
More than 20 programs tied to the Super Bowl will focus on everything from the environment to childhood obesity to homelessness. And those are just the events sanctioned by the NFL. Groups have planned dozens more to take advantage of the platform the game provides. Gigi Antoni is the president and CEO of Big Thought. Her organization offers creative learning opportunities to more than 300,000 kids annually. For the last 2 years, Big Thought has worked with the North Texas Super Bowl host committee on Slant 45, a service learning project for close to 45,000 North Texas kids. Big Thought also produced a documentary called Slant 45 about the project.
Particularly with the Super Bowl, it is one of the most media-centric events ever. And so the whole world is taking a look at it. It's a media platform, in a way, to be able to raise a cause and to bring awareness.
Many of the events use celebrity star power to attract even more attention. Gene Simmons will host a concert for wounded veterans back from Iraq and Afghanistan. Willie Nelson will play a benefit for the SPCA. Kenny Goss is hosting what may be the most talked-about event, a concert the Friday before the game featuring Prince and Dallas native Erykah Badu. Proceeds will help the Goss Michael Foundation provide arts education to local students. Tickets for the performance cost $1,500 apiece, with only 2,000 of them for sale. Goss says regardless of how much money it raises, the event has already raised awareness of the Goss Michael Foundation.
There are people that didn't know that we existed that have actually walked in the door. Like the other last Saturday, we had like 45 people here, and normally we don't have 45 people, you know, on a Saturday. I'm sure that relates to a lot of the publicity that people had heard through this event.
But some organizations had to reshuffle their schedules to get out of the Super Bowl's way. The Dallas Symphony Orchestra is skipping its usual Sunday matinee on Super Bowl Sunday. Evita won't play that night at Casa Manana in Fort Worth, even though the musical's opening Super Bowl weekend. Still, some groups chose not to alter their schedules. The Dallas Center for Architecture will go forward with a planned architectural tour of downtown Dallas on the Saturday before the game. Greg Brown is the center's program director.
I don't think any of us locally know what this is going to be like. You know, we can talk about the Super Bowl for days, but, you know, until we're in the middle of traffic or dealing with limos and motorcades and spotlights searching through the air for parties, I think it's going to be a new experience for all of us.
Still, some lessons have already been learned. Big Thought's Gigi Antoni says the new levels of cooperation reached among area nonprofits will be one of the game's legacies in North Texas.
We had meetings where, for the first time, people in Dallas were meeting their counterparts in Fort Worth. So linking the community and helping us think about ourselves as a region of providers for children was pretty revolutionary. And I think something that will last. I think those relationships and connections will last long after the game is gone.
Stephen Becker, KERA News.